Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for a daily editorial for this Saturday. We just got done recording the weekend show. We talked quite a bit about the World Economic Forum. And now Jimmy and I are going to weigh in on the subject of, do the members of the World Economic Forum really in their heart of hearts believe that they're doing the right thing for the people of the world? I have some interesting thoughts on that, and I know so does Jim. Jim is going to start first because he's the brains. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, the question is, and I think it's one that people ought to actually look at from both sides, right? What does the World Economic Forum, the WEF membership, what do they think they're doing? And do they believe that they're doing better for society or better for themselves? And I tend to think that there was a lot of people, there were a lot of people, that joined the WEF, that wanted to be involved, mostly because it was a very elite group. So I remember after Petraeus, General Petraeus was fired by the Obama administration, and basically probably a political, in my view, a political setup to keep him from running for president against Hillary Clinton in 2016, which he probably would have won. But if you remember, he was accused of having a relationship and apparently had a relationship with one of his intelligence officers. And then there was a little fight back in MacDill Air Force Base between a couple of women that they sent literally dozens of FBI agents down to investigate over a little dispute. So anyway, the point being that Petraeus, after he left the position of director of the CIA, after he, you know, had been fired by the Obama administration, he went to the World Economic Forum. People like Tulsi Gabbard went to the World Economic Forum. Certainly, we know Justin Trudeau is one of their young leader in their Young Leaders Program. A lot of people are in their Young Leaders Program that are actually around the world. Macron, the French president. Boris Johnson was very involved with the WEF. Everybody wanted to go there because it was kind of an elitist organization. You went to Davos, everything was special. You flew in on private jets, blah, 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 blah. All who's who would be there. And then as they talked about issues, they sounded very lofty, idealistic, and they would better organize and manage the system. And a lot of people, I think, bought into that.
I agree with you, Jimmy. The question is, as I said at the beginning, in their heart of hearts, was this done for profit motive or for increasing the moral standards of the people of the world? What do you think?
Well, I think it was very, and what has evolved out of it is in a very, and the foundations behind it were very authoritarian ideologies,
yeah,
that support Marxism, that support socialism, globalization and controlled systems. The whole idea with Marxism initially was, you know, that everybody was equal, right? But what evolved out of that through socialism through the Soviet Union, through every potential country that has evolved, is the haves and have-nots. And the have-nots have absolutely no chance of becoming the haves.
Right.
Unless they are,
that's so,
you know,
true.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just not, it's not possible. And then, of course, the economy's collapsed. It's basically a controlled ideology. And I think it's more along the Nazi view, national socialism, where fascists, leadership actually combined with corporates to allow some modem of a view of capitalism.
Right.
And that capitalism would actually fund the control of the, you know, the industries, and the mega corporations would fund the control of the government. And then that was a symbiotic relationship. That's exactly what you have in China right now. You've got a quasi-free market, unless you go against the party,
Yeah.
But then it's no longer free. So it's actually not a free market. And but if you stay within the realm of what they accept, then you can make as much money as you want. But keep your mouth shut. Do not say anything against what their policies would be, and then allow total control. And that's what I think the World Economic Forum is actually about, a more Marxist, communist type of system of command economy controlled by very powerful corporate entities that buy off politicians in order to sucker them into thinking, you know, that they're special.
Well, the only thing I can say, Jim, is, as I've said on this program since 1995 when I started it, that I believe in the goodness of humanity. And so I'm going to say you have a very good point, and it certainly is very possible. Is human nature such that people are very selfish and they always have selfish motives for what they do? I'm going to hope and pray that the members of the World Economic Forum are truly making an attempt to improve the world. Am I right? Am I wrong? I pray to God that I'm right. But right now, from what I'm seeing, I'm not sure. But that's the reason that we give the news as to what these guys are doing right now. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. I want to get all kinds of opinions on that.
Yeah, I will say absolutely they are no way doing anything in the best interest of humanity. They're doing the best interest of their own financial interests and of power. And I will give the example of how they supported the COVID lockdowns and used these organizations that I talked about in our weekend show, the World Federation of Advertisers, and of course the Global Association for Responsible Media, to silence information that might have changed the outcomes of all the deaths in COVID.
Right.
And so, you know, the World Economic Forum and the very powerful entities that they control, actually, and those entities control 90% of the advertising dollars in the world. And I recommend anybody listening to this, listen to that segment on the weekend show to get a little more detail. Ben Shapiro
segment
talking about it this week.
Segment seven.
Yeah. This, using those entities, they very much created panic and fear in the world and probably kept very significant and supportive therapeutics off the market in order to improve the financial standing of Pfizer and Moderna and other major pharmaceutical corporations.
Yeah.
And they use government influence, tremendous amount of government influence to do it. And there's more and more facts coming out every day of how the wool was pulled over the world's eyes, and in particular with Tony Fauci, the FDA, Francis Collins at the NIH, that basically really, really destroyed the credibility of those institutions, but also caused the deaths of what I would say is probably hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that were ill-deserved.
Yeah. Well, let's see how everything works out. Taping the weekend show so far today has really opened my eyes to a lot of questions. As listeners know, I'm a bit of a bleeding heart, but again, by the same token, I'm not totally a bleeding heart. And I value your opinion on this one, Jimmy. I think it's something that has to be considered. I'm simply going to say, let's wait until the cows come back to the barn and the milking starts.
I don't know. I'd say we better get information out to people to get their awareness up immediately.
Oh, of course.
I will say that there's two things that have just popped in the news that you haven't even seen yet, Al, as we record this right now. The first one, I very briefly mentioned the last of the weekend show, the Merrick Garland, in his corrupt way, has announced that David Weiss will be a special counsel for the Hunter Biden investigation. I think that is a clear attempt to drag this out longer.
Yeah.
And the reason why that this has happened, because not only pressure and knowledge and information that was shared about what this sweetheart deal was given, but also because if it would come to a conclusion anytime soon, that would actually look very ugly for the Democrats and Joe Biden. So
yeah,
that's, I think this was a stalling tactic. I think it's disgusting. And I think it should have, this should have happened a long time ago, but he's going to push these things off. Merrick Garland is absolutely the most corrupt attorney general in American history. The
I want to say that I share your opinion about Merrick Garland.
And that's saying a lot after Eric Holder with Obama.
I'm sorry. I know what you're saying. In watching many of his statements and speeches, etc., I just get a bad feeling about the guy. And that's one thing that I would, that's an opinion that I would share with anybody.
Yeah, I think a lot of these actions are absolutely bitter, backstabbing politics. Merrick Garland was not allowed to become Supreme Court Justice because Mitch McConnell held it up. I think Donald Trump did not reappoint, didn't offer him up. And I think there's a lot of just, Nancy Pelosi, a lot of political backstabbing with people.
Right.
And they are absolutely deathly afraid of people like Donald Trump that want to make America great and take away some of this corruption.
Well,
but here's the second.
Here's
the second really important thing that just popped up. Representative Greg Steube from Florida, he just announced impeachment articles of impeachment against Joe Biden today on Friday.
Yeah.
So for obstruction of justice, fraud, financial involvement, drugs and prostitutions.
Well, we definitely have to do an editorial on that one, but not today. Let's do it tomorrow.
We can do it on Monday. There'll be more information. The stupid thing was actually releasing these on a Friday. You should have waited till Monday.
I agree. I agree, Jim. Jimmy, my voice is